98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Oh, well, good morning to you. I got a fright when I opened up my phone this morning and I saw a post from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, God.
Bit of a serious statement, to be honest.
A very serious statement. You know when there's a black background and it's white writing, you're kind of going, uh-oh, something's amiss. Now, I was terrified it was going to be the be-all and end-all was done.
Yes,
done for.
Or someone had left the group or Nicole was going solo again.
Again, for a 17th time.
Yeah.
No, but of course, the rumours had been rife over the last kind of couple of weeks that the Pussycat Dolls tour was in a bit of trouble. You always know when they post the arena images and how many tickets have been sold, you kind of go, oh God, that's a bit grim. You have fingers crossed it's going to get
fans
good.
Fans were spotting that the American tour dates, that they weren't doing that well, that they weren't selling out that there were a lot of tickets still.
And then I think Saturday I saw a post that said on this coming week they're going to announce that they're only going to have one date. I saw this date, they're going to have one date in the LA, in the North America tour.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a Pride celebration in WeHo, which would have been a separate situation to the Live Nation concert tour that they would have booked in. Do you get me?
Yeah.
So the festival thing that they're going to perform at in America will still go ahead, but they've now cancelled all the North American dates for the Pussycat Dolls tour.
Apart from that one gig that's for Pride in West Hollywood. So
yes,
that's really sad, isn't it? It's Nicole, Kimberly and Ashley. I thought there was huge excitement for this, but maybe in America they're not as big.
Yeah, and I even think that I think the price of the tickets, I think that's I get it. It's a big thing to uphold and it's a huge concert to put together. But sometimes people just, I looked at those tickets even for the European dates and I went, nah, girls, I'm not gonna shell out that amount of money to do me flip to buttons.
This is it. Now, I would love to do a flip to buttons, and then we will be when they play Three Arena in October. So that date is going ahead. All the UK and European dates are going forward.
Yeah.
But this has become a bit of a thing now. So recently, Zayn, Meghan Trainor, Post Malone, they had to cut some of their tour dates as well. People are calling this blue dot fever.
Because you see the blue dots that are on the seating arrangements.
Paul, you got that faster than I did. I read this earlier on and I went, what?
Blue dot fever.
I was like, what is that? So listen, if you're waking up to that news, the Dublin date's still going ahead. All is going to be well. We will be flipping around to buttons.
And I guarantee you, I probably will get tickets. Like, I absolutely will get tickets because I'll be, the FOMO the 2 weeks before, I'll be scrambling. You'll see me on social media going, anyone got any tickets for PCD?
I'm already planning my outfit. I think, you know, a juicy couture black tracksuit. You know,
like
zipped down a little bit, showing off a bit of skin.
If anyone needs me, I'll be doing stretches on the floor, third floor, just to get myself ready for my splits.
Loosen up my buttons, literally. We will be front and centre at Pussycat Dolls in Three Arena in October. And Paul, random memory that I'm not sure if you'll remember, but I know Buttons might be your favourite song.
Yeah.
When I Grow Up by Pussycat Dolls reminds me of you.
What?
Okay.
Why?
Strange fact. Okay. Back in the day, the year was 2008, Paul was my manager in a shoe shop in Dundrum Town Centre.
And my other employee was James Kavanagh. It just goes to show you how life can turn around for you all.
That song came on.
Yeah.
And it was out that summer. And I remember you strutting around in a pair of heels to When I Grow Up.
And there's a reason why I'm now a radio presenter.
Full circle moment when they come to Three Arena.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Waking you up after a bank holiday weekend with our little wins. You've been dropping us in WhatsApp voice notes and your texts. Linda's in Skerry. She says, my little win is I met my new niece yesterday for the first time, obsessed with her already. Oh, bless
Linda.
Auntie Linda. Patrick's in Darndale says, my little win is I popped a few old suit jackets up on Vinted at the weekend and already sold three of them. Good for you. I'm a big Vinted seller. I love it.
Go on, Paul.
Oh, I'm a small business owner.
No, I sold one dress and I was there like, I'm the CEO of my life.
She'd be the RDS of the business. Fair. And Ellen's in Lucan says, my little win is that I've managed to eat only things from the freezer this weekend. Now have an entire drawer free.
Go on.
Get ready for the barbecue, Ellen.
Exactly. Good morning to Tommy, who's in Hartstown.
I'm Tommy from Hartstown. My little win is that I went to Dreampoint Experience with my friends Josh and Aaron.
Oh, Tommy, that looks brilliant.
It does. It looks great. Great crack.
Yeah. Is there a huge ball cool.
piss. Yeah, big ball piss.
Gosh.
Even at my age, I'd still dive in there.
I think we'll all be going. Maya's been on as well.
Hi, guys. My little win is finally being able to train jiu-jitsu again after a long 3 months being out with an injury.
Oh, Maya, so glad that you're back to yourself and you're back training. Here's Eilish.
My little win is that I went to a gym class this morning.
Go on!
Good for you, girlie.
Yeah, it's great to just get back. Do you know, after a long weekend, you're back in your routine.
And you're done now. You're kicking the doors in for the rest of the day.
Here's Rob.
Morning, guys. My little win was first week on the keto diet and I'm down 3.5 kg. Get in there.
Gosh, Rob, good for you. Fair play. That. And here's Manuel.
Good morning, Buller and Rebecca. My little win today is my dog woke me up a full hour before the usual time. So now I'm very early to work and I think I'm going to be a bit early finishing as well.
Oh, Manuel, I love that you're looking on the bright side of that. I'm sure your dog's very cute, but you know, if that happens, you're like, here, I'm in the bed.
First in, first out, Manuel,
leave
you're dead
me
right.
Guys, thank you all so much for sharing your little wins this morning. Tommy, Maya, Eilish, Rob and Manuel, we are sending you all out some IMC cinema passes. You can enjoy a night out at the movies on us. And if there is something happening in your life that you'd like to shout about, that small thing that's made you smile, send us in a WhatsApp voice note, 0877 98 98 98. We'll be sharing your little wins at the same time tomorrow.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We have to chat about all of the looks at the Met Gala.
Yes, famously held on the very first Monday in May each year. If you don't know, the Met Gala is a fundraiser that provides the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City with its main source of funding for exhibitions and events each year. Now, you can only imagine, because the price of a ticket. Now, if you were to win the cash machine this week of 305 grand, you'd be able to bring two people.
Okay.
Right? Yourself and
maybe
your mate.
Maybe next year, Paul. Maybe next year. The price of a ticket is quite high.
It's six figures, right? And normally it's brands that will pay the amount of money to bring influencers and different people. So, you know, Kim K could be there with whatever designer she's wearing.
Yes, whoever's dressed her.
Whoever's working for her on that week. But the biggest thing is always the looks. So I was first up this morning at 5 a.m. trying to Google what everybody was wearing.
And is the library open?
The library is open. We are going to toot and boot, right? Especially
love it.
Some of them. If you follow me on Instagram, it's Paul Ryder. I already have a poll up. So I'm kind of using that as my teetering
your
point.
Your barometer. Who is a standout for you?
The standout for me, I would definitely have to say the Beyoncé's. And by the Beyoncé's, I mean Beyoncé Knowles and her family. She's got Blue Ivy with her and, of course, Jay-Z's with her too. Mm-hmm. She is currently in the lead of the Toot and Boot. The dress you can only describe as what is like a skeleton figure within her body.
Totally jeweled. It kind of reminds me of the top she wore in her album cover for Crazy in Love or Dangerously in Love, but like now it's bones.
It's now
does
it's
that make
bones.
Sense?
She's wearing a designer called Oliver Rousteing.
Wow.
And she's also the co-chair, and it's her first time back in the Met Gala since for 10 years. So she had actually left the Met Gala, had no interest in going. She's probably very busy, in fairness. She is Beyonce.
Yeah. A few albums.
So this is her first time back. And when you're a co-chair, you design, or you decide on what the theme is. This year, fashion in art. Somebody who took fashion in art a little bit too seriously, Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum was the first person I saw this morning when I opened up my phone. And I said to myself, what date is it? Halloween? Because she goes all out for Halloween. But for the Met Gala, she dressed as a statue, a full-blown statue.
She dressed as a statue that she saw within the Met Gala itself. So she went to the Met Gala, took a picture. You need to kind of see this to really feel it. But she's basically dressed like a statue. She looks like she could be in some sort of, I don't know, some sort of old school horror film.
Do you remember the fella who used to stand there on Grafton Street and not move?
Yes!
It's kind to giving that look.
Oh my God.
Fair play to her.
It's very that. Now, she's in the lead with the boot, with 78% on my poll on Instagram with the boot. So basically, not everybody is loving it. Somebody else who went into costume mode, Bad Bunny.
What did Bad Bunny wear?
He decided to dress himself up as an old man. So he has full prosthetics.
Oh.
And he's dressed himself as a very, very old man.
Gosh, he's unrecognizable. I also saw that Katy Perry was wearing Stella McCartney, and she was wearing a gorgeous white dress, but it was what's on her face that everyone's talking about. It's a fencing style mask.
It's a fencing style mask. Do you know what? Katy Perry is a glutton for punishment. She definitely just does things, and she keeps going around the Met Gala carpet, opening and closing that, kind of doing a peekaboo moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, Katy, stop it.
Everyone's like, Katy, you're back from space now. Why are you wearing the helmet? A standout for me, I loved Sabrina Carpenter's look. It's inspired by Audrey Hepburn back in the day.
Yeah.
The designer is Dior. It's gorgeous. Just black dress, but later on at the kind of after party inside the Met Gala, because we only ever see the red carpet, Sabrina Carpenter transformed this gorgeous gold yellow style sequined dress, and she performed with Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
Yeah. A lovely rendition of Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. The two of them looked absolutely amazing. So your top toot?
My top toot is definitely the Beyonce family. The Knowles.
And your boot?
Heidi Klum, stop it. No, actually, I think we're going to give the two of them, we're going to give the boot and cards to Heidi Klum and Katy Perry.
Thanks for that, Paul.
They can sit in the back.
I love your honesty.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize.
So many sequins.
And lots of glamour.
98 FM.
Yes, welcome to my favourite game and yours, Matchy Matchy, where we give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you win yourself some fabulous prizes.
Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan with all the details.
Win a curly blow dry.
Meadow.
An air fryer.
A trampoline.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Matchy Matchy dry robes.
And get slushy.
Slushy!
With this brand new slushy machine.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh.
A slushy machine.
A slushy machine! That's so exciting. Good morning to Justine in Ballyferman who's playing Matchy Matchy. Justine, do you have a slushy machine?
We actually don't.
Well, there you go, Justine. If you win today, you'll be the talk of the town of Ballyfermot. Who's with you this morning, Justine?
My daughter, Nova.
And I believe it's a special day. It's a special week this week for Nova, is it?
Yeah, it was her birthday.
What age is Nova?
9.
Happy birthday. Did you do it nice?
We went to see the Michael Jackson movie over the weekend.
I've not yet seen it. Is it any good?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Oh, amazing, amazing, amazing. And listen, when you play Matchy Matchy, how do you do when you play along?
Quite well.
Justine, this is the confidence we love.
Yeah, now some mornings are a bit tired, so it's hit or miss, you know.
Listen, that's me in general.
Same, yeah. I think that's all of us, isn't it? Have you guys had a chat about who you'd like to play with, myself or Paul?
I think we'll give Paul a chance.
Go on, Paul!
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, you're off the soundproof booth. Enjoy yourself. I have me page in front of me. Let's try and get a win in Matchy Matchy. We have been playing this game for weeks on end. Maybe today is the day. Okay, Justine and Nova, your first word this morning, pot.
I think we'll go with pan.
So we have pan. So pot, pan. Second word, school.
Bag.
And your third word, chain.
Reaction.
So we have pot, pan, school bag, and chain reaction. Are you guys happy to lock in those words?
No, I think, can I change pot to noodle?
Of course you can. Gosh, I love a pot noodle.
Same.
Pot noodle, school bag, chain reaction. Great answers, Justine. Are we locking them in?
Are we? Yeah.
Yay! Good. Let's lock them in and let's get Paul back from the soundproof booth. A flying visit this morning.
Garlic in there.
Things everywhere. Fashion is art.
Fashion is art.
Paul, your first word in Matchy Matchy. Pot. P-O-T.
Pot. Oh, God. Pot. Kettle.
Your second word, school.
School bus.
And your third word, chain.
Chain. Chain. Chain. Chain. Chain mail.
Paul?
Oh, God.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Justine and Nova in Ballyfermot? You didn't get any this morning, sadly.
Oh, Justine's laugh says it all, though, realistically, doesn't it?
Justine said pot noodle, which was 10 out of 10. School bag and then chain reaction.
Oh, they're better.
Is it Steps who covered chain reaction?
Yeah, Steps did chain reaction. Justine and Nova, I'm so sorry.
That was great.
Thanks.
We're going to send you a Nova out of 98 FM goodie bag.
Lovely.
Thank you for playing so, and thanks for listening.
Happy birthday, Nova.
Bye-bye. Have a great day, guys. Paul, do you know what? Chainmail. I hadn't heard. A pot kettle's great. Chainmail, I haven't heard of that in years. It's so funny, the things that come to your head and you're
That's
there.
What I mean.
If you would like to play Matchy Matchy tomorrow and win a slushy machine and loads more, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Now, Paul is in for Brendan this morning, and you have a weird story about getting stuck.
Getting stuck in a department store. Yeah, that's coming up in just a bit. But I'm kicking things off, right, with Texas police. Mm. They have recently charged, talk about getting petty with a previous employer once you've been sacked, right? Texas police have charged a former Chick-fil-A employee for allegedly defrauding the fast food company of the cost of 800 trays of mac and cheese.
Oh, I do love mac and cheese.
I do love a good mac and cheese. Now, would I want
you
to have...
You can't be doing that.
Not that. It's illegal to do it. Please don't do it. But the Grapevine Police Department, it sounds like it's in a scary movie.
Yeah,
the Grapevine Police Department...
It doesn't sound real.
...alleges that an employee had been sacked a month previous, but he returned to the branch of the fast food chain, made his way behind the counter, and he rang up catering-sized portions of a pasta dish, all we know as mac and cheese.
Oh no, disable the fob.
To the... Disable the fob to the tune of $80,000. Now, this is the bold bit. The bold bit is because he then went back a couple of days later, went back behind the counter and refunded it all to his own credit cards.
Oh dear. That's not good. Do not try that at
home. Do not try that at home or in your employees, your work of wherever you're working. It cost over 100 quid to put together one of these mac and cheese trays. They took him weeks to find him. They've eventually charged him with property theft, money laundering, and evading an arrest. Now, there's no discussion as to why he got sacked in the first place. But, you know, signs are kind of pointing to the fact that maybe he did something a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
So we don't condone it. Now, would I definitely eat mac and cheese by a tray for 100 quid? Absolutely. I would take probably out of those 800 trays that he costed for, I'd probably take about two of them and bring them home.
A side of mac and cheese is, it's delicious.
But like the worst thing...
I have to always order it when I see it in a restaurant.
The worst thing I did when I was sacked was like, I probably like... Actually, the shoe shop that we used to work in, it's now closed, so I can say this. When I was let go...
Sorry.
There was an upstairs.
I love that you're like, it's now closed, so I can talk about it. Paul, you see my manager in a shoe shop in 2008 in Dundrum.
And they sacked me, right? And when they sacked me...
By that
you were
point.
Gone.
I missed this drama.
That's probably why I was sacked. When I was sacked, I went upstairs and I put a load of shoes in all different boxes. So it would take them so long to find out how to get the shoes together. Again, I don't condone that behavior, so please don't do that if you work in a shoe shop.
It was a different time.
It was a different time back then. But yeah.
Sorry.
Please don't do that.
Gosh, you're really revealing it all this morning.
I know. So there you go. So what? Don't evade. Don't money launder.
Sorry to someone who bought a size 7 shoe and they got a 13 instead.
Listen, I guarantee
always
they
check
went.
The box.
Always check the box. Elsewhere, a man was forced to tweet for help when he got locked in a department store after falling asleep on a massage chair.
Oh, it used to be my dream. I think there was an episode of some show in the 90s that someone got locked in the department store. It was Saved by the Bell.
It was definitely.
And they sleep in a tent or something.
It was, oh my God. It was
I used to always wish that I could do that, but I think you would panic actually in real life.
Was it Saved by the Bell or Sister Sister?
Oh, Sister Sister.
Sister
That's
Sister.
It. Yeah.
Well, this poor man awoke to a deserted shop after dozing off in an electronics store in Japan. He was identified by his Twitter handle, which was Asphodelius. The sleepy customer was forced to tweet his plight when he discovered that he was locked inside the shop. Basically, he went into a massage chair, and you see them. I see them in the square, Tala, all the time.
Off.
I want to just sit there and just doze off.
There's one in Nutgrove as well.
But you can't. You can't do it. It was only when he then phoned the police from an office that he was able to get himself out, and they had to search the man top to bottom to make sure that he wasn't there to rob it. And God love him, the poor chap just fell asleep.
Yeah.
He just fell asleep. He triggered an alarm, which notified the manager and notified the police. He's out safely now, thank God. And I'd say he's probably having a nap at home rather than having a nap in an electronic store in Japan. God love him.
God love him.
There you go. That's Brendan's bit. Once again, don't steal from your job.
Thank you so much.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.